All right, let's see. Warm weather here? Check. No more COVID-19-inspired lockdowns or limitations? Check on that. So that means it's time for the pool, the beach, the ocean, and some outdoor water fun. It also means it's time for a reminder about safety, more specifically swimming and water safety. Joining us now to fill us in on how your local YMCA can provide you with the education, the awareness you need for a safe summer in and near the water is the YMCA of the USA Director of Aquatic Safety, Lindsay Mondick. How are you today, Lindsay?
Good, thank you.
And learn more, by the way, of what we're talking about. It's YMCA.org. And if you don't know, that's also where you can find out where your local Y just happens to be. How frequent, how common are drownings nowadays?
Well, we know that 10 people drown each day from drowning in the United States, and two of those are children. So it unfortunately continues to be a health issue in our country.
And is it just an idea of not being aware of how to be safe in the water? Is it a matter of maybe just having the wrong ideas? Do we have an understanding of, you know, what's the missing piece that's causing these tragic drownings?
Well, there are a lot of risk factors that influence the potential for drowning, and some of those start with lack of swimming ability, either because the child or adult lacks access to swimming lessons. We know that if a child or person doesn't know how to swim, they are 88% more likely to have a drowning incident or accident. In addition, we know that barriers, meaning pool fences and pool alarms, really help with creating that layer of protection for swimming, as well as life jacket wear. Another important barrier is supervision. 88% of drownings happened with children when the children was under some form of supervision. So it's really important that to remind parents and caregivers that supervision needs to be undistracted and constant when watching children near the water.
I guess even more so at the lake or the ocean, if a drowning is about to happen, you have to remember too, the lifeguard is quite a distance away in a lot of cases. So it's a matter of rescue having to catch up with the incident. And that's why probably again, we see those statistics that you mentioned. Not every drowning is a fatal one either, but it does come with some consequences. A lot of the non-fatal drownings result in long-term health problems, especially for the younger children.
Yeah, lifeguards are there to obviously supervise the areas that they're watching, but constant supervision from a parent or caregiver is key, and key to making sure that we're providing those layers of protection to ensure children don't get injured near water.
And this is why the importance of the YMCA Safety Around Water program really comes to the forefront this time of year. What are some of the elements of the program? What's it going to, what does it make available in knowledge and in better respect for safety in the water for parents and kids?
Yeah, the program teaches basic swimming and water safety skills to help kids if they were ever to find themselves accidentally in the water. It's really geared towards kids who otherwise wouldn't have the opportunity to take swimming lessons, and also children of color who statistically have higher drowning rates. It's offered to families across the United States for free or a minimum cost.
Which is great, especially for the demographics. Like you said, a lot of the inner-city kids and low-income people, they look at, well, I should be doing this, but I can't afford to do this. And when it comes to the safety and well-being of your child, that's certainly, this is certainly a great opportunity. We're talking with Lindsay Mondick from YMCA of USA about their Safety Around Water Swimming Program, which you can learn more about and the local Y near you at YMCA.org. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. Thinking about, too, a lot of, we're talking about, you know, oceans, lakes, things like that, wide bodies of water. Even in a swimming pool, most pools have a sudden drop-off in the depth where if a kid of maybe moderate, intermediate swimming skills gets too close to that big drop or goes from 4 or 5 feet to 6, 8, 10 feet, that's another danger they have to be aware about.
Yeah, basic swim skills are really important, but practicing those swim skills in different environments, including different depths, is really critical to ensure that people have that water competency to overcome those issues if they were to arise. So a really great point.
How young should kids start in the water and swimming? Is there a too early time to, even with supervision, to get kids in the pools?
Yeah, so at the Y, we start swimming lessons as early as 6 months, and it's a parent and child interactive class where parents and children are learning together through water acclimation. But it's never too late on the flip side to learn to swim. We know that if a parent doesn't know how to swim, there's only a 13% chance that their child will learn how to swim. So at the Y, we really want to advocate that swimming lessons are for everyone, and we want to provide a space for the community to learn.
Is it not a good idea to force kids into the water? You know, you get into the pool, especially the younger ones, they're screaming, putting up fights. Is it better just to say, okay, we're just going to play the waiting game on this? We're not going to force the issue.
Yeah, well, constant reinforcement of safe swimming practices is really key, and providing a supportive and nurturing environment is also key. To children who might be fearful or people who have experienced trauma near the water, a past drowning experience or near drowning experience, for instance. And so really that approach should be making sure that children and or adult is physiologically and psychologically ready for that swimming lesson, and taking it one step at a time through their journey to learn to swim.
So for you listening, if this is sounding a warning bell, or you've just been made aware of something that you haven't thought about in your summer recreation activity situation, well, I think Lindsay has just opened the door for you to get the wisdom, the safety, and the protection for your child that you need. And having looked at the program myself, it's very easy, simple steps that will make a huge increase in the safety and thereby having more fun in the water for everybody concerned. Learn more about the swimming programs that your local YMCA offers, including the one we've spoken about here. It's at ymca.org. We have been speaking with the YMCA of the USA Director of Aquatic Safety, Lindsay Montag. Lindsay, thanks so much for information for parents that certainly a lot of times, unfortunately, you don't think about, and then bad stuff happens. So there's a great way to make sure the summer is going to be a fun one for everybody. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.